College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Today is Thursday, January 23rd. I'm Megan Lynch.
And I'm Tom Ackerman. There are reasons, now more than ever, to be concerned with the Bridgeton landfill.
The Missouri Department of Natural Resources sent a letter to the EPA last Saturday, the agency responsible for the cleanup. The letter says there is a very high probability of radiological material in the Bridgeton landfill. That landfill has been burning since 2010. Just Mom's STL's Dawn Chapman.
I found out about this actually through the fire chief of Pattonville called me, Kevin Stuhlman, because this document was sitting on EPA's website. They had released this past Friday some other documents, and he was looking through them and came upon this one and called me in an absolute panic.
Chapman says the EPA tested along the Bridgeton landfill way too late. It should have been done 30 years ago, but the agency did not, and then it caught fire.
Couldn't test the area that's on fire, and now the state of Missouri says, oh, by the way, that area that's on fire now, that might have radioactive waste in it. We think there's a high probability because it's all over the rest of the site.
Responding to the DNR's letter, Senator Josh Hawley released a statement saying, in part, the EPA must assume full responsibility and come forward with a plan to clean it up, and Congress must pass RECA immediately. As to what happens next, that remains to be seen. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
St. Louis city leaders are in Jefferson City fighting back against bills to give the state control over the police department.
State control of over our police department was a failure.
One of those leaders, as you just heard, was Mayor Tashara Jones. She says the last time the state had control of the city police department, St. Louis was ranked as the second most violent city in the country.
It was a failure that the voters rejected. And if this body holds respect for facts and best practices, it should fail to move beyond this committee.
Some members of the committee said they don't believe stats showing crime is falling in St. Louis. In his testimony, Police Chief Robert Tracy fired back.
Our statistics are showing crime is going down, Senator. It is going down. If you look at them, I stand by them. And that's from the good work the men and women do. Please don't disparage that work that they're doing.
Sean Malone, KMOX News.
It's 8:05 on Total Information AM. A federal judge will decide if a St. Peter's woman will be placed in house arrest or stay in jail awaiting trial for burning down Puerto Rican businesses around New Year's.
This is Stuart McMillan. I was in the courtroom as Danielle Bertothi's attorney asked the judge if she could be placed in house arrest with her sister. She sat at the defendant's desk wearing a green jumpsuit while chained and handcuffed, holding back tears while she heard the arson charges against her from the U.S. attorney, who asked the judge to keep Danielle detained in jail. If the judge agrees, she could be heading to a Puerto Rican prison until trial. If she sides with the idea of house arrest, she would be staying in a spare bedroom of her sister's colonial house in Connecticut. Bertothi's attorney says Danielle is not a flight risk, stating that she is not a danger to the community and is willing to wear GPS tracking and has already surrendered her passport to show she's cooperative.
The St. Louis Zoo's last tiger has died. Cabrera was 19 years old, suffered from advanced liver disease, and was euthanized. Her mate, Ngozi, was euthanized 2 months ago, also suffering from liver disease, but also spinal issues. Cabrera and Ngozi raised multiple litters over the years.
Single-digit daytime temperatures are mostly behind us, but the challenge remains to keep shelters available for the homeless.
How's everyone? STL coordinates with organizations to find and open up shelter space. Executive Director Samantha Stengel says they had to work quickly to open a shelter with Centenary Methodist Church after another shelter had shut down.
The first time they activated, they opened at noon, and there were people waiting at the doors, 5 minutes after they opened. And so they've been continually serving 60 people every time they've activated.
Stengel says it can be chaotic having to coordinate opening a shelter with little time. Asked how the city has handled assisting the homeless population during the cold stretch, Stengel praised their efforts, saying they had done more this year than in years past.
Another reason to exercise and watch your diet. They can help you beat cancer.
A new study finds cancer patients with strong muscles and good physical fitness cut their risk of dying from their disease by almost half. That suggests doctors could or should start prescribing personalized exercise programs for their cancer patients. A separate study finds exercising and staying slim together are more effective at cutting cancer risk than doing either on its own. Fred Bottomer, KMOX News.
For all the same much.
Louis Scots celebrating Robert Burns, as they do every January. The Scottish poet from the late 1700s, most famous for writing Auld Lang Syne, the song we sing at New Year's. Jamie McGeehan with Scots of America moved to St. Louis in 2019.
The international community here in St. Louis, it's amazing. Every January we celebrate Robert Burns, Scotland's most loved son, after Billy Connolly, perhaps. And we have these Burns suppers.
There's a Burns Night Festival at the Schlafly Tap Room tonight from 6 to 9. There will be pipers piping, Scottish food, plaid kilts. The Schlafly Scotch Ale will be flowing on draft. From the KMOX Business Desk, customers of Ameren, Missouri could soon see their electric bills go up. The St. Louis-based utility has filed a request with the Missouri Public Service Commission to bump up the electric rate for residential customers by more than 15%. Ameren, Missouri's Warren Wood says extreme weather events cause more peak demand for electricity.
You know, we are seeing some increases in extreme summer and winter weather, and really the most dangerous type of storm to us. You know, heavy rain, snow, that, you know, something we all deal with, but it doesn't hit the grid like an ice storm does. You know, when we start having tree limbs breaking off, landing on lines, that causes a lot of problems.
If approved, the average residential customer would pay an additional $17 a month. Wood says the company needs to raise rates to pay for upgrades and better reliability.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.